I want to tell you a story about a little man, if I can, a gnome named Grimble Grumble, and little gnomes stay in their homes, eating, sleeping, drinking their wine. He wore a scarlet tunic, a blue-green hood, it looked quite good. He had a big adventure amidst the grass, fresh air at last. Whining, dining, biding his time. And then one day, hooray, another way for gnomes to say.
Everybody, you're listening to The Rib on 101.9 CITR. I am hosting, and my name is Jasper Circus, and I'm filling in honorably for Robin, who I think is having a delicious Thanksgiving dinner at the moment. So yeah, awesome. Get to play some more music. You were just listening to Pink Floyd's The Gnome Song, which I really love, because it's so simple and lovely. And today, our feature is kind of cool. It's called Flipper Psych Out. It's a collection of 70s Italian psychedelic music that just came out. So it's got a lot of music on it, and I'm going to be honest, I don't know pretty much any of it. So we're kind of going to be searching around in the dark together, but I hope we find some really cool stuff. And we'll just get started with that, because there's a lot of tracks and a lot of music to be listened to. So yeah, I hope you enjoy. Hey again. We're having a lot of technical difficulties here today. One of the CD's players didn't work, and it just keeps going. But in any case, that was Roberto Conrado with Save Up, and then followed by Oranzo De Flippi with Magia, which is that kind of dissonant, creepy song you just heard. So I kind of have been in the, psychedelic mood past week, so I think all the songs we're going to play are pretty pretty in that genre. So this is kind of cool. I found this whole like subsection of prog music called Raga Prog, and this is a man named Ananda Shankar, who does fusion of sitar and like traditional Indian sitar and Western psychedelics. So I hope you enjoy. It's called Streets of Calcutta. Thank you. Oh man, that was so cool. That was Ananda Shankar with Streets of Calcutta. So up next, I'm very excited because I'm playing a piece by my very, very dear friend, John Kostelic. He is a really amazing musician and all-around theorist and composer. And on top of that, a crazy tornado of amazing baked goods and edibles. In any case, I'm playing his piece. It's called From the Crazy Place, and I hope you all enjoy it.
here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Hey again. So I hope you enjoyed John's piece. I thought it was really awesome. I haven't listened to it in a long time. But he's the master of using techniques outside of the actual instruments themselves. Anyways, I just realized it's that very special time in the day again. And I think I'm going to play a song that I've been listening to quite a bit recently. And it's about the simpler things in life.
Now it's like this, Little Britches. All you gotta do is look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found out my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few.
You eat ants?
You better believe it. And you're gonna love the way they tickle.
Mowgli, look out!
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
But where?
They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear,
ow!
And you prick a raw paw, well, next time, beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big paw paw. Have I given you a clue?
Golly, thanks, Blue.
Paw, paw. Of all the silly gibberish. Come on, Baggy, get with the beat. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
They'll come to me.
They'll come to you. How about scratching that old left shoulder while you're up there, Mowgli? No, just a hair lower. There, right there. That's it. Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, that's good. Kid, we've got to get to a tree. This calls for some big scratch.
You're lots of fun, Blue.
Right on it. Yeah. That's delicious. Oh, just a little bit. Oh, man, this is really living. So just try and relax. Yeah, cool it. Fall apart in my backyard. Because let me tell you something, Little Britches. If you act like that bee act, you're working too hard. And don't spend your time looking around for something you want that can't be found. When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it, I'll tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
I give up. Well, I hope his luck holds out.
Mowgli, how about you, Sam?
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Yeah, man.
I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life.
Yeah, with just the bare necessities of life.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful. That's real jungle harmony.
Hey there again. So you heard The Bare Necessities from The Jungle Book. And I realize, like, looking back at all these Disney songs, there's always that character in Disney cartoons that's just, like, the Taoist master, kind of just, like, going with the flow at all times. And The Bear and Jungle Book is definitely that, which, for some reason, usually sounds like a black jazz musician. But I guess that's, you know, they have similar philosophies. In any case, and then you just heard another Italian psych out, which was, again, Roberto Conrado with a song called Pledge. So now I'm going to play you some local music again. This is a guy I know by the name of Greg Valu, very into anything from psychedelic to sacred to noise to krautrock to anything. And I actually saw him at this kind of group meditation. He was playing music for it, and I didn't know it was him until I finally opened my eyes, and there he was playing this kind of really neat string instrument. So anyways, he has a website, and he has a few projects, and the one I'm playing is called Sanyama, which in quotations is monk rock. And it's Greg and his friend, and they use gongs, singing bowls, percussion, tabla, synth, a lot of effects, and pedals and synths, and I guess his friend makes these very intense videos for them, and it's essentially designed to be a bit like a psychedelic trip out. So I hope you enjoy. This is their sampler.
Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Make it back to the room you hide in. Kiss the same every day.
Hey again. So I'm having, today's not my day on the technical side, but that's okay because I'm thankful that everything else is going incredibly groovy. As for what we're playing, that was Greg Valu doing some monk rock, and then that was followed up by another Italian psych out, which was Emma DeAngelis with Trip. I picked it just because it was called Tripped. It was a bit too wailing on the guitar for my liking, but to each their own. Anyways, we're going to continue with another psych out. Actually, yeah, I think I'm going to play two in a row. So hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
documentary about you for?
Because I'm fascinating.
CITR is proud to present the Canadian premiere of Strange Powers, Stephen Merritt and the Magnetic Fields, appearing at the 2010 Vancouver International Film Festival.
This unique documentary sheds light on the stoic and enigmatic frontman of one of the most prolific and secretive bands of our generation. For the first time, Stephen Merritt opens the doors to his studio, sheds light on his songwriting process, and details his relationship with longtime bandmate, manager, and friend, Claudia Gonson. Strange Powers, Stephen Merritt and the Magnetic Fields plays Saturday, October 2nd at 9:45 p.m. at the Granville Empire 7 and Sunday, October 10th at 11 a.m. at the Van City Theatre. For tickets and more information, check out VIFF.org.
Hello, hello. More Italian Psycho. It seems like all the ones I've gravitated towards are either Roberto Conrado or Oranzo De Filippi. And Roberto Conrado is the one that's been wailing on guitar. And Oranzo De Filippi is the one that's been doing the kind of creepy ambience, dissonance, and such, which I actually like a lot. And I just got a text message talking about whether or not it was Halloween music, and I think it is. I think it's officially time to start thinking about Halloween, All Hallows Eve, and the many ghouls and ghosts that will walk the streets. So anyways, my next band, my friend Owen actually sent it to me. They're called Beggar's Opera. They're Scottish. And this is from their 1971 album, Act One, and it's called Poet and Peasant, and it features some amazing organ work, so enjoy.
Thank you.
together in complete harmony, not knowing each other, only one is free. The poet has freedom, the peasant has none. He's tied to his work, which he can't escape from. He gives up for money, only for his pride. Can you see the poet, wealthy of land? Are there two different people? Can't you understand?
That was awesome. So I am Jasper Circus. I am on the Rib, and that is situated on 101.9 CITR, a lovely radio station. I am being followed up by News 101 with Andrew and Brad, although it will be a podcast of last week. At 6, Career Fast Track with Felipe. 6:30, Sore Throats, Clapping Hands with Robert. 7:30, Exploding Head Movies with Gary. 9 o'clock, The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And that is all. Cool. So time flies when you're having fun, and it's already pretty much the end of the show. So I'm going to leave you with two more Italian psych outs. That of Pascal Castiglione and Casa Poalo with a song called Chase, which is really funky. And then Franco Braccardi and Giorgio Braccardi with Lo Strangolator di Boston. Cool, so that was me speaking Italian very difficultly. I hope everyone has an amazing Thanksgiving and really, you know, is reminded of how amazing they have it and how, you know, every day we have the chance to appreciate our situation and those around us. And yeah, I'm so thankful to even be on a radio station and be talking to you guys about this. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Peace and love. We'll be right back.